The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Just another disclaimer, I want to say that everything I talk about in this podcast is very subjective. I'll be talking about my own opinions and thoughts, and you do not have to agree with me. I encourage you to have your own opinion and not feel attacked if my opinion is different from yours. Thank you and enjoy the show!
I'm like gonna read one more chapter.
That made me
sick. Why don't you break up?
Enemies to lovers? Yes, yes, please.
Is it seriously 2 a.m.?
They got back together.
I'm literally gonna
throw my book.
Shh.
Sorry.
You're listening to the Midnight Romantics podcast. Bedtime's option, right?
Okay. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Midnight Romantics podcast. So happy that you are joining me today. And today we have a really fun episode talking about fantasy romance and romantasy books. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest for today's episode. So Kyla, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I'm glad we're doing this.
It's so exciting to have you here. So my first question that I always ask everyone on the podcast is, what is your favorite romance book and what do you love about it?
Obviously, my favorite book is Daisy Jones and the Six, but
yes.
I don't think that's a romance book because it's kind of like a bit toxic, but
hey, I'd count it.
Yeah, okay, so I'll say that's my favorite book. I do like the like toxicness, I guess. It's just more an interesting take on romance, you know what I mean? Like,
I
yeah,
agree.
Yeah.
Did you see the show as well?
I did see the show. I thought it was a good adaptation. I would say there was a couple things I didn't really like about it, but in like the vibes were there for the show.
I agree.
Definitely.
No,
yeah.
I absolutely love that book. I love the way it's like the format it's written in. It was like such a new,
yes,
like, interesting,
yeah,
format.
Yeah.
And so I really liked that.
I've been in such a reading slump. I haven't touched a book because I'm already doing so much reading in school that I'm like,
yeah,
there's no energy to be doing all that.
No, I feel it too. I've been in a slump. But the one,
yeah,
thing I've been starting to read is Heated Rivalry, which
yes,
I know you wanted to chat a little,
yes,
bit about because of,
oh,
where it was,
gosh,
filmed and stuff. So what do you want to,
yeah,
chat about with that?
So first of all, so like the show came out, right? And I didn't even know it was filmed. So I'm at McMaster. And apparently they filmed a couple scenes here, like, I don't know, before I was here, obviously. And I was like, I was watching the show and stuff, and I didn't even realize prior until I saw like a TikTok about it already when a couple episodes come out. And I'm like, that's why this is so recognizable. Like, there's literally a scene of Ilya on a treadmill at the, mm-hmm, McMaster gym. And I was like, I think I've literally been on that treadmill before.
Stop.
And I'm,
oh,
like,
God,
that's so weird. I'm like, I'm literally Ilya Rozanov. Like, I'm literally like, I was on that treadmill and like the whole gym sequence. And I could be wrong, but I feel it wasn't the hockey stuff all filmed at the Sleeman Center in Guelph?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Yes. Like, I'm,
yep,
like, that's so weird.
Yeah,
like,
we're,
I'm
both from Guelph, so.
I know, literally. I was literally on that ice in like elementary school singing like in the choir, like the
Isn't
national
that crazy?
Anthem. Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I know. It was like Hamilton, Guelph. There was also like the where they're in Florida at the hotel that was filmed on King Street in,
yes,
Toronto, which is like so close to me. I was,
yeah,
just like, wow.
And recently too, so for my birthday, because I just turned 19, we went to one of the clubs here at McMaster, and the club scene that was filmed in the show was at the same club we went to.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
My friend and I, Tayshia, we all love Tayshia.
Yes, Tayshia!
Shout out Tayshia! Me and her recreated the scene not knowing we were at the same club at the same time, and then it was like a week after that I was like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe this.
Stop, that is such an iconic moment.
I know,
I love
literally
that.
Like, it was like a bobbed wig theme, so I was like in my bob and we were doing like this sad like stare at each other for like jokes, and it was,
oh,
just like,
gosh,
so weird.
Yeah. I love that, that's so amazing. It's always,
yeah,
so cool when like there's things that are like, so especially this has been so successful and it's like filmed around,
yes,
us, like,
yeah,
so cool.
a big thing is like, but especially because it's a Canadian show,
mm-hmm,
like just the recognition that the whole world is getting, like it's just really like, for me personally, because you know my mom's in the industry and,
mm-hmm,
stuff, just like seeing this and like it has just, the CSAs were just announced and like it was,
mm-hmm,
nominated for like so many things, which is just like crazy. And speaking of the CSAs, actually too, another really weird link is that last year my mom was nominated, she's a screenwriter for context if anybody doesn't know me personally, she's a screenwriter and she was nominated last year, and we were walking into the building and we were in the elevator and the creator of the show, Jacob, I don't remember his last
Tierney,
name,
but Jacob Tierney.
Yes, he was in the elevator with us.
Wow.
He was holding one of the awards, and he was just, like, going somewhere, and we were just, like, going up at the same time. And then, like, my mom was just like, oh, like, congratulations, whatever. And they were, like, chatting for, like, 2 seconds. I was just kind of there. But, like, at the time, like, this was last year, so, like, we didn't know anything about the show or whatever. And then I was talking about the show with my mom, and then she was like, yeah, like, we, like, basically met the creator in, like, the elevator. And I was like, oh, my God, that was him.
That's
like,
so
I'm like,
cool.
That's so crazy. I'm, like, literally, like, this close to meeting, like, Hudson Williams and, like, Connor Story. I'm like, oh, my God. This
you're one
so
away.
I'm so close.
Okay, we'll move on to talking about fantasy romance. And so my first question for you is, what do you like most about fantasy romance, and why do you maybe prefer it over contemporary romance?
Yeah, so for me, I'm not the hugest fan of just romance novels. Like, for me, I need something else, like another big element to it to make me really engaged. So that's why I think I really, like, love fantasy romance, because it's like it's a whole world building thing, and I'm a very visual person when I like read and stuff, so when there's like cool elements and stuff, like obviously they're like also like giant books, so it's like you really have to get into it,
you gotta
and stuff.
Commit.
And it's like it's like the first chapter that's like all these words that you're like, I don't know anything what's going on, but then when you're in it, you're really in it. And like I just feel like, because it's like also like the visuals are more like action based too, and I'm like, with me, like I love action films and stuff, so I think that's just an element of just like what I grew up around and like what I've just like that I just gravitate more towards fantasy romance. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think like with me, like fantasy, I've been like more slowly getting into it, I'd say, as I go on reading. Like, it's definitely not something that I first started reading, but I do enjoy it because you have like a more of like a broader plot as well, and like there is more like going on and more action in like intensity, which is like, it is very entertaining to read about when it's like executed well, for sure. So do you have any like favorite fantasy romances that you've read?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a huge fan of the A Quarter Thorns and Roses, the longest, most challenging title to say. That series was really good. I read it, I don't know how many years ago. I read all the like main books. There's like a bunch of like spin-offs and stuff. I have it. I have not fully read it though, but yeah, I would say that's probably my favorite series.
I just finished listening to the first one on audiobook, and I guess my question is just like, what happens to Tamlin? That's my question. And I'm gonna listen to the second one too, because I'm so curious.
Okay. I'm gonna say the second book takes like a dramatic turn, like you don't expect it. I'm telling you right now, like the second book is so good. Like, and I think that's why I like the series, is that it takes such a crazy turn from the first book. Because you think it's going one way, and then it just fully like 360. Like, yeah, like definitely recommend reading the second book. It's
that's
so good.
That's what I'm curious about, because I keep seeing like everyone's being like, I thought Tamlin was bae, and then actually no. And I'm just like, I've managed to not be spoiled this far, so I'm like, wait, what
that's
happened?
That's crazy. Good for you, honestly.
I know, right? Because my sister read all of them, and like she doesn't really remember them anymore. But I'm just like, what happened? I'm like, what happens to him?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I know, it's really good. Yeah, and then I think and then there's the third book is also really good. Like, there's a lot of, like, more action in base. It's, like, the big build-up to, like, the war stuff and all that. Like, yeah, it's, like, really cool. It's, like, Avengers Assemble, basically, in, like, the third book.
Okay,
it's really good. I do recommend reading the rest of them.
What are your favorite, like, fantasy, like, elements within fantasy? Like, I don't know, like, maybe, like, setting or, like, supernatural or, like kind of beings or, like, world? What's kind of your preference?
It's a good question. I do like when there's like mythical creatures involved. Like, I feel like with Fourth Wing, I really like the whole element of her like training to like go do the all, it was like Hunger Games-esque thing. And then like her being like with the dragons and all that stuff. I really, really like that as well. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of, when there's a lot of like battle stuff, like getting prepared for a battle and stuff, and like hierarchies with lowerarchies, I feel like is really good. Another series of Sarah J. Maas's, what's it called? The other one is something Thrones.
Throne of Glass?
Yes. I read the first book and I really liked that too, because it was like the main girl is like just getting like whatever, it's like a like warrior person, and then just like doing like bad things, but like forced to do. Anyway, that book is also good as well.
I do love good like assassin, like,
yes, assassin. That's what I was
looking
for.
Like,
yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's nice to have the main girl be like, characterized as like, oh, she doesn't need anybody. Like, she has her, she's her own person stuff. She doesn't need a man, but obviously it makes it more interesting when there is, but yeah.
So what are your, like, favorite tropes within fantasy books as well?
Enemies to lovers, obviously. Especially, yeah, like, that's just the tension of, like, I hate you whenever, whatever is, like, really, really, really good.
I'm trying to get more, I think as I read more fantasy, I'm trying to get more into enemies to lovers, because it's always been a trope I've been, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, it's like, I don't know. I tend to favor, like, I guess, like, more, like, sweet emotional romances, I guess, like,
yeah,
that's what I've been, like, that's my comfort zone for reading, and so I think when I switch to fantasy, it's like a different, it's a different perspective on it, which I do enjoy, and I'm trying to, like, kind of, like, widen my different, like, genres and tastes, I guess.
Yeah, I just like it because it's like good versus evil type. It's like you're, like, questioning your morals with it and stuff, and it's typically like one of them is the bad one, one of them's the good one. It's like, how do you balance that? I find it interesting.
And I think with fantasy, it's also fun to, like, put yourself into the story too, because you're like, oh, would I have made that decision? Or, like, what would I have done there? Or, like, how would I feel about that kind of thing? Because I feel like, because it's so, like, immersive and there's so such, like, world building going on, it's really fun to, like, picture yourself kind of, like, in that world.
Yeah, that's why I like so much of the world building, because, like, I'm a very visual person.
Absolutely,
so, like,
me too.
I can, like, think of it and stuff, and then I'm like, I don't really want a, like, adaptation of a TV show, because I fear it's not going to be the same, because I've built it all in my head and stuff. And
exactly.
It's just, like, I feel like it's just, they really, like, make details for it, so it's like, okay, I can visualize this in my head, and I feel like I just really like that about fantasy, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially when you're reading something like that and you build it up a certain way and then it doesn't, like, match in the adaptation, like, the way you think it is. And then you're like, I don't know. But if you were to get, like, one of your fantasy books, one of the fantasy books into an adaptation, do you have anybody in mind who you'd want to be in, like, be starring in an adaptation of, like, I don't know, like, A Court of Thrones and Roses or another fantasy series?
Yeah, I feel like a Fourth Wing adaptation would be really, really good. But I've thought about this, too. I'm like, who would I cast as the guy? Like, I can't even think of it.
I know there's been much debate about
this. There's so much debate, because it's like, it's also, too, of, like, what the author thinks, too, as well.
Yeah.
Like, it could be totally different from what fans think as well. But definitely someone with, like, I can't even think of an actor, but I think it's, like, the dark hair and then, like, a bunch of tattoos.
Yes,
like,
that's
all I'm thinking.
That's,
like,
all the criteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would love to see a Fourth Wing adaptation. It's just, like, the dragons just, like, have to be good, though.
No, that's what the thing is. Like, the dragons have to be good.
Because they're so important. And, like, that's also, like, I think Fourth Wing was one of the books that, like, really showed me, like, wow, I actually, like, really like reading about fantasy more than I thought I would, because, like, I didn't think I picked it up on, like, winter break, I think, and I didn't think I would like dragons. I was like, I don't know, and I finished it. I was like, I love dragons now.
I know,
like,
literally.
Oh my god, perspective change.
Yeah, I'm like, I gotta watch like everything with dragons, like Game of Thrones.
Seriously.
I'm like, I gotta go, like, I this is my thing.
Yeah, no, I really like the academy setting, and, like, I don't know.
Yes,
I feel like that's a great setting for fantasy novels, because it's just, like, it's also parallels kind of, like, you, like, being in university or being in school, and you're like, oh, you can, like, it's kind of like you can relate to it. And I just I think it's a really interesting setting for a fantasy book.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I do love that as well.
On this podcast.
Okay.
So pretty much I have like four different spinners, and I've put, like, different fantasy kind of, like, elements in one. So in one, it's like, ask, like, what you'd want your fantasy book boyfriend to be like. So, like, different characteristics.
Okay.
And then I have one for, like, fantasy world, and then I have one for tropes, like, typical tropes in fantasy romances, and then I have one for settings, like I said. So pretty much I'm gonna spin, we'll start with one and I'll spin it, and you'll get two of the elements, and then you have to choose one, and then you'll have, like, your, like, your fantasy romance kind of, like, different elements outlined at
okay
the end.
got it. So I'm, like, creating, like, my own like
exactly,
fantasy romance thing. Got it.
Own.
I love that.
Okay, so we'll start with the first one, which is your fantasy man.
Okay
so I will spin the spinner, and I'll tell you what your two are, and then you can pick, and then I'll go next, and then we'll see at the end what we've got. The first one is a shapeshifter.
Okay, shapeshifter, got it.
Shapeshifter is the first one, and the second one's a thief.
Ooh, okay. Shapeshifter and a thief. I feel like it's a slippery slope with shapeshifter, because it's like, what do we mean by that?
What are we shapeshifting into? Yeah. I don't know. That's up to you. That's your choice.
I'm thinking, like, have you ever read The Cruel Prince?
Yes, I have read The Cruel Prince.
Like, didn't he have, like, a tail and everything?
He did have a tail.
Like, I'm like, I don't know why. I'm like, I don't think I want that.
I don't know. Like, is it a long tail? Is it a short tail? Like,
but, like, it would be cool if, like, he could turn into, like, a dragon or something.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
I feel like I'm going shapeshifter because, okay, like, there's so many options. Yeah.
It's up to you. He can shapeshift into whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's your romance. Okay. All right. Let's see.
I'm also thinking, like, Maui from Moana.
Yes.
Like, just, like, going into, my gosh. Like, different animals and stuff. I feel like it could be, like, an asset. Like, it would be, like, a good, like, thing to have.
I agree.
In case of, like, I'm thinking, like, going into battle and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he can do many things. Very versatile.
Exactly. Okay, my first one is a dragon hunter.
Okay.
So it's just, okay, that's cool. Okay, my second one is an assassin.
Ooh. Those are two good picks, because we talked about those.
We did. We talked about both of them, see? I'm going to pick the assassin just because I feel like that's fun. And I do love a book where there's like, or like where like the female character's like an assassin, like sent to, there's so many where they're like sent to kill a prince or something like that.
Or like the guy's like the bodyguard or like the knight or whatever, and has to like watch over you and stuff and like protect you. Yeah.
Yeah. I do love me a good assassin. I think that's really interesting. Okay. So we've got assassin and shapeshifter as our first ones on our list.
All right.
The next one is, what power you would want to have for yourself. So you get some sort of magical power. I don't know. Some of these might be a bit weird. We'll see. Okay, so your first one is...
Oh, no.
Shape-shifting.
All right, okay. I see pattern. I see you where see? The hey, plot is the plot is there, making sense.
There's a plot forming here. Like, there's you both shapeshifters. Like, yeah. Okay. Okay, and let's see. The next one we've got... is elemental powers.
Okay, so like fire, water,
whatever you want, or you can have all of them, that's fine too.
Like the Avatar.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like I have to go shapeshifting because that just like really fits.
I can see the, a narrative like, building.
Yeah,
I feel
like that makes sense. And I would love to be a dragon too.
Oh my god, shapeshifting is it's the best power because then you can do whatever you want. Like
literally,
if you can shapeshift, then you can fly. You can like you
I know
can do all the
yes,
stuff you want.
Like a dragon, like just flying around.
See,
or it can be like a bat, like a small little critter for like spying or something. like just be like an ant. Just,
I could like, see you in a fantasy book. Like you're ready to go. You're like you're
I'm ready.
To battle.
Put me in an adaptation, please. I'll do anything.
I could see you in the battle leather things where they have to like get on their like
literally,
leather suits and get ready. I can see that. Okay, so
I'll swing a sword around.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Okay, so you have shape shifting to continue on theme. Let's see. I've got my first one is witchcraft.
Ooh, I can see that for you.
I love that's, me some witchcraft.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay, witchcraft and second one. Super strength. I'm definitely picking witchcraft. Which is super fun.
I
think books with witches are also really cool because I feel like witchcraft is just so cool, and I feel like it's just like it's just such a interesting like plot to have because I feel like it's just I don't know, it's so entertaining. Mm-hmm.
The drama that comes with being part of like a witch cult thing is like it's just so crazy.
I love the drama.
Yeah, okay. And like wearing the like cape things and like the makeup
and
stuff.
And it's so cool. And then you get, like, the cult.
And you also can like fly too. Like you can have so many different powers as well.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so witchcraft and shapeshifting. The next one is the romance trope. So I picked a few that are like are typical within fantasy romance. So let's see what we've got. So your first one is forced proximity.
What is forced
proximity is when the characters are kind of like almost like forced to be together in some way. Like if you like you were describing like the bodyguard before, that could be like an example of forced proximity. Like,
okay.
They're like something's happened where they're kind of have to be in the same space. And,
I like that. Got it.
So that's that one. And next one is a slow burn.
Ooh. I feel like I gotta go force proximity.
I can see that with the shapeshifting, thinking plot wise, right?
Like we're both shapeshifters. Yeah, we're both shapeshifters that have to like force to be training together or something. I don't know.
I can see it.
Yeah, I feel like I can see that works.
We've got a good narrative building here. Okay, so my first one is, touch her and I'll kill you.
Protective.
Okay. All right, and my second one is fated mates. I think I'll go with fated mates. I feel like I can see that with witchcraft kind of coming together. Okay, last one is setting. So kind of like fantasy world or like where the story will take place kind of thing. So first one for you is a fae world. Take that as you like.
Yeah. That's like A Court of Thrones and Roses. Like
there you go.
Yeah. Fairies.
I like
it. Makes sense with the shapeshifting too.
I love fairy spelt with an E. I don't know. It just like tickles my brain. Like I don't know. I just love that.
Yeah. Or like Fae or something like that. Like that. Yeah. Like,
it's just great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And next one is post apocalyptic.
Oh, okay. I feel like I gotta go fae, like I gotta go fairyland, like I feel like that just makes sense with like the shapeshifting and stuff.
I agree.
We can be fairies and dragons and like I'm thinking like flowers and like garden stuff,
meadows, like, and like
it's like very aesthetically pleasing, like
there you go.
Very sunshine and rainbows.
Okay, I love that. And then my last one, and then we'll say what we've got in total. We've got magical school or academy. Okay. Ooh, I do love that.
Yep,
I'll probably pick that. Let's see, last one, carnival. So I was thinking carnival. I was thinking like caravel when I wrote it. I was like, that's really specific, but I could see that. I'm gonna pick the academy.
Just okay, being on roller coasters.
Yeah, just going on roller coasters.
Which, like, your witch powers, your, like, job is to, like, move roller coasters and, like, turn them on and stuff.
I dropped out of Witch Academy, and now I just, like, operate the roller coasters at the carnival. Okay, so, in total, in final, you got shapeshifter.
Yep.
For your fantasy man. Mm-hmm. You got shapeshifting for your powers.
Yes.
We're doing forced proximity trope and takes place in a fae world. Would this be something you'd read?
I think it would be something I read, especially if I'm like the main character, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
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 No, I feel like that makes like that. I feel like that's probably is something out there, like very similar to what I read. So I definitely would read something like that.
For sure. And then let's see, I've got an assassin. I practice witchcraft, which I feel like that fits. I feel like I would low-key like practice witchcraft in my real life. Like like I would be so down to take like a witchcraft class.
Yes. And, like, I wish it was real. I feel like you can make it real.
I know, right?
Get your the like little rocks and stones and crystals, all that stuff.
Crystals.
Yeah.
And I love me a good apothecary, so I'm like having the potions and stuff.
I can see you like levitating in a room one time, just doing whatever.
I can so see that. Okay, and then I got my romance trope was fated mates. So we're like meant to be together, but like maybe something goes wrong, and then it's taking place in
carnival.
Carnival? No, academy. It was academy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I would read that. I would so
read that. I feel like
that.
Too. I feel like that's very unique, just like the trope of like an assassin and a witch. Like that's like you don't really see that.
No, I feel like you don't. And I feel like now I'm going to be thinking about that more so. And I'm like,
Yeah, and like they're meant to be together, but like they're so different that it's like hard. Maybe it's like a Romeo and Juliet situation where like the witch people like they don't approve of it or whatever. Human versus, I don't know, assassin versus, yeah.
I love that. No, I think that's so great. Well, I think that just wraps up our episode today. Thank you, Kyla, so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I had so much fun chatting about romance.
I'm so happy to have done this.
Yeah, it was amazing. But thank you again for listening. And as always, bedtime is optional, so finish your last chapter. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.